for
The
seventh
next Super
round
Bowl
pick.
Party.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
But as the owner of this franchise, we were talking about earlier, the last 7 years in a row, the Super Bowl champion has not won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Do you look back and see what they did and why that is and why haven't they not, you know, a couple of them didn't even make the playoffs and yeah. try to avoid what they did? Or what, how do you look at that?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a good point. And those statistics are a little alarming, but, you know, that Super Bowl hangover,
it's real.
It is in I don't, and I, it's, you know, you can't see it. You can feel it. And I'm sure John's going to accuse them of it a half a dozen times when they have a bad day,
yeah.
you know, in the beginning of the year. But, yeah, everybody's gunning for you. Everybody wants to knock you off and it matters. It's like when you look back and you look at some of our big games that we needed to make the playoffs. How about that New Orleans game in December a few years back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
took
was
a two Drew Brees.
Yep.
And I think they were defending champs,
they
if
were.
I'm
Correct.
Not mistaken.
Yeah. They had the 09 season.
And,
yeah.
you know, when you see them on your schedule, you're like, holy mackerel. Well, we came in needing that game and making a statement, and we did. And then last year against the Giants, it's like there weren't a lot of people that thought we were going to take it to the Giants last year. So every one of our opponents is looking at us that way. And a couple of them are going to knock us off just because of that.
When you look at the beginning of the year, certainly the precedent has been set as far as the decade of having that Super Bowl champion be at home, open up on home, showcase it to the world. How involved were you as far as just the back and forth of trying to get, as opposed to going to Denver, trying to get a home game here in Baltimore?
We knew by the time it became apparent to me, we knew that that it was an uphill battle, that it was going to be really hard. And I just thought that we had to not make, as an organization, too big of a deal out of it. I knew it meant a lot to the community, but we gave them a parade. You know, in other words,
hell of a parade.
Yeah, and my point is, I don't remember the we didn't open at home after our didn't
no.
we play in Tampa that year? Didn't we open in Tampa?
No, we did not. But we did open up.
Well,
on
that
the road.
Was 2002, maybe.
Yeah, we did open up on the road. Yep, I remember that.
In 2001, did we open on the road?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
The fact that it's a big tradition, it's a concert and everything. We have the concert down in Baltimore every Thursday night, and it's awesome, you know. And there's 5,000, 7,000 people out there, and they've got the big screens up, and we're watching the Giants and the Cowboys last year, and so it's a festive night. And so I broke it down. All I said to Roger was, "Give me the party in Baltimore. If you can't give me the game, give me the party," because there was going to be such a cluster downtown, and there were going to be so many concessions that the Orioles were going to have to make, and we were going to have to make for the Orioles to do it, that it just became this isn't worth it. Let's just get on the road. And we looked at getting the longest road trip out of the way, getting Denver in good weather versus bad weather. You know, there were a lot of positives to just say, you know what, we're fighting an uphill battle, and it really doesn't mean anything. So Baltimore is going to be electric that night. We're going to have the party. And then people are going to go to their favorite bar and home and watch us on TV. And I think it'll be an afterthought down the road.
Quick draft update: seventh pick, the first round. Arizona Cardinals take guard Jonathan Cooper out of North Carolina. So seven picks, seven linemen. You're listening to WBAL, WIYY HD4, Baltimore. And that trend of linemen. Wow. Is exactly what we anticipated, and the names are coming off as we predicted in the first third of the first round. Steve, I had a chance earlier this month to go on family vacation to Italy with my family, one of those trips we'd planned for years. It was spectacular. And I experienced what I would say was the biggest Super Bowl eye-opener. Everybody in Italy has heard of Baltimore because of the Super Bowl.
How about that?
What's been your biggest eye-opener as the owner of the Super Bowl-winning team? He bought Italy. You know, it just happened.
Yeah. Oh, you went to my country, didn't you?
And your food's phenomenal.
Why, thank you. No, you know, it's been really weird. It's just, you know, I'm in Florida, and I'm at a club where all my friends, I've been there 12 years, all my friends are from that I play with are Chicago fans, or Jets fans, or Giants fans, or Patriots fans, or Pittsburgh fans. And so they all have their favorite team. And slowly but surely, I've become their second favorite team. And so to go back to Florida and be around those guys for these last 10 weeks, that's just been fun because it's great. It's great validation. It's great for the city, and it's great for organization. And, no one thing, just an overall feeling of that attention into Baltimore and into the Ravens, and the letters that we've gotten from people, and military guys, letters from guys in the military talking about watching it, you know, and they're in the same position where they're brothers. They're ready to die for each other, but they hate each other's teams, you know. And so it's pretty cool. It's like anywhere in the world where there's a Ravens fan, those people, you know, I've got a friend that goes to the one bar in Southern California that's the Ravens bar. And so he's gotten to know these people.
Is that the West Coast
crew? The West Wing.
That's what they call themselves, the West Wing.
Yeah, and so, you know, every town has a Ravens bar, and you look and that guy that left Baltimore 15 years ago, and he goes with his, you know, with his son to their Ravens bar every year, and every year we fall short, and now they get it, and they're like on an island. They know those 80 people that are Ravens fans,
very,
you know.
Cool.
It's just great. It's great for the city.
Are you a big Dancing with the Stars fan now?
No, my wife has made me watch it a couple of times, and it's brutal.
I watched the replay the next morning on your website, Kevin. Yeah, that's when I watch it.
Yeah, I've caught a couple of them, but I've been stuck in front of the TV a couple of times.
Yeah, that's the way I would feel. Yes.
I mean, they're all really good at what they do. It's pretty impressive, especially the professionals. And Jacoby, he's just, you know, I'm going to have to learn that.
I think that would be good.
Ray Lewis is,
a little dance with a little.
Could have done that at the Super Bowl. It had been good.
Mm-hmm.
You got down there quick. How'd you get down there so quick after the game? You said you were up in your box when they were on the fourth.
Logistically, we had that all planned out.
Did you know?
So it was a matter of they having an elevator waiting for me because I basically said I'm not leaving if it's within a. We actually had it if it's within 3 points, if it's over 8 points, if it's what time I would leave to get down there.
Sounds like a draft scenario.
Yeah. But, obviously the people in New Orleans and the NFL security and Darren, you know, our head of security, they just had it all wired. It wasn't big enough. The elevator wasn't big enough for my whole party. I had 25 of my family in my suite. And so it was Renee and me and all the next generation, my two sons, his friend, my one son's girlfriend, and my four cousins, you know, my nephews and nieces, they were all going to come down with me first. And then the elevator was going back up to bring my mom, Renee's parents, and my brother and sister and everything. So it was all just down to the wire. And it took me about 90 seconds, and I missed when we stopped them. I missed first and second down of our series before the punt. So I saw our third down, I saw our punt, and I saw our the tackle.
You're on the sideline. All of a sudden, the ball gets thrown up in the air. The clock strikes zero. Who was the first person that you looked to or hugged, or what was that?
Boy, I'll tell you what, we all just kind of ran after it.
Yeah, it did.
It was more like everybody hugged God, I guess, you know, because I was looking up at the top.
You couldn't really see because all the confetti coming
down. The St. Louis Rams.